Next, number 8, Scotland. First, a speaker from Aberdeen. The most important characteristic of Scottish speech, you can argue, for diagnostic purposes, is the failure to distinguish between a short vowel in foot and a long vowel in goose. Merged vowel and oo, you can hear that in the word full here, pronounced for this speaker certainly identically with fool, F-O-O-L.
Well, some girls only work one day a week. Some girls may work 4 days a week. But basically, modelling is a part-time work. But in that small time you do work, you earn so much money that you don't need to work a full week.
Another bit of Scottish now. Notice the word when, pronounced when, with no glide cluster reduction. Erotic accent, of course, and notice the two different vowels corresponding to the single vowel other accents have in words of the set nurse, because we have, first of all, purposes, and then perfect, with distinct er and air.
Well, it was quite by accident, actually. I was always very interested in dance, and I had an audition in London for a dance group. When I came down to London, I was then offered an interview with a modelling school. I was then awarded a scholarship and consequently took it. Originally, I took it for grooming purposes, planning to return to Scotland, but then joined a model agency. What I find is you must have a perfect figure, or as near perfect figure as possible. That's very important. And then things like skin and hair follow after that.
And then we've got our test passage again, spoken now by a Scottish lady from Dumbarton. Notice the phrase steering wheel with a WH in the middle of it there. No problem at all for Scots. The diphthong in down, the vowel of mouth and so on, with a rather central starting point, don. Distinct vowels in worse and earth, but the same vowel in horrible and awesome, which would be distinct, of course, in RP as horrible and awesome, respectively.
One day last year, when I was driving back to work after I'd had lunch, I had an amazing and unforgettable experience. It must have been 2 o'clock, or perhaps a quarter of an hour later, a quarter past two. It was an incredible thing, really. I was sitting there at the steering wheel of my new car, waiting for the lights to change, when all of a sudden the car started to shake this way and that, rocking from side to side, throwing me backwards and forwards, up and down. I felt as if I was riding a bucking horse. Worse than that, some mysterious spirit or hostile force seemed to be venting its vast fury upon the earth. And the noise! There was a kind of deep groaning and horrible, awesome grinding which seemed to fill the air. And then, a short while after, the whole paroxysm had stopped, just as suddenly. Everything was calm and smooth again, quiet and peaceful once more. I put my foot down, just a gentle pressure on the accelerator, or the gas pedal, as it's known in America, and drove off. Everything was utterly normal once more. So then, was this some very local and momentary earth tremor which had struck us? Or, I asked myself, was it a supernatural visitation, some fiery storm of diabolical wrath? Or was it, rather, merely that I'd drunk a double vodka or two during my lunch?
Well, no intrusive R there, of course, and also the distinct vowels of horse